Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're glad to have you listening. Today's topic is about comforting others. We'll return with the devotional after a brief message from one of our sponsors.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Comforted to Comfort Others. Written and read by Emily Rose Massey. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all of our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God. 2 Corinthians 1, verses 3 through 4. There is no heartbeat. I'm so sorry. I sat up, tears streaming down my face, and let out a big sigh. The doctor asked if I was going to be okay. With a shaky voice, I pointed her to the one that has always been near to me during times like these. I've been through a lot in my short life. I have had some serious valley experiences. But my faith in God has always gotten me through it. This will be no different. Jesus is faithful. She sat across from me, still, nodded her head, and said, I'm glad you have that kind of faith. I will give you some time alone. Come out whenever you are ready, and we will talk about our options. I was alone in that room, yet I knew that I would not be alone in my sorrow. God saw me in my pain and did not overlook it. God was faithful to my husband and I, and we now have 3 sons. Although God answered our prayers to have children, he still saw all of those tears and was with me as my heart and body healed. I looked to the only one who could keep me from being crushed under the weight of my grief. He comforted me when I needed it so desperately and brought me his peace in the midst of my storm. Paul shares to the church at Corinth in his second letter to them about this kind of comfort that flows from our compassionate Heavenly Father. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God. 1 Corinthians 1, verses 3 through 4. The mighty, all-powerful God who created the entire universe is the same God who draws oh so close to us in our brokenness and pain, and he uses these times of pain to teach us how to comfort others when they too are going through the valley. We can see that as a way that he makes beauty from ashes. Isaiah 61, verse 3. As we extend the same comfort we have received from the Father. Because of this difficult experience losing our first baby many years ago, by God's grace, I've been able to comfort many other women who have walked that same painful path. Intersecting faith and life. Having an eternal perspective lifts your eyes from the cares of this life and helps you move forward when you are going through a storm to remind you that ultimately this place is not our home. Being heavenly minded during earthly trials is what fuels our hope in God, which brings about comfort for our weary souls. We can lift our eyes heavenward as we eagerly wait for the return of Christ and that glorious day we will abide with God forever in our heavenly home. No matter how dark things may become around us in our world or in our personal lives, we must ask the Holy Spirit to fill us with hope. We must renew our minds with God's word so we will be able to seek and understand God's perfect will in our lives more clearly, especially when our minds are full of questions that may not have answers. Troubles and anxieties are minimized when we lift our gaze upon the Lord and meditate on the scriptures, where we learn the truths about who God is, which renews our mind and strengthens our faith in Him. He has a purpose for us to fulfill here on earth, and that is to share with others His glorious gospel and truth found in His word, so that they may also find comfort and peace that is available to God's children. The trial you are facing will be used for a great purpose far beyond yourself as you become a vessel for God's comfort to reach the hurting and broken, all for His glory. You may be disappointed, grieving, and hurting, but don't find your home in the pain and discouragement. Your Father is near. Let us praise His holy name. And remember, there is someone around you who needs to know about this compassionate God of comfort too. Let us run into the arms of our Father and find great comfort in Him together. Further reading, Deuteronomy 31, verses 8 through 9, Psalm 23, Psalm 145, verses 18 through 19.
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Hello, my name is Adam Comer.
And I'm Ryan Chittister.
And we're the host of Life After Addiction Podcast. If you or someone you love struggles with addiction, check us out, Life After Addiction Podcast, and you can subscribe at lifeaudio.com.